We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You are listening to KC Sports Network, proudly presented by M-Prize Bank. Coming up, the latest episode of One on One with former Chiefs Jeff Allen and Mike DeVito. 17 years of NFL experience between them, including 8 with Andy Reid. One on One is a weekly show from a couple of guys who know what it's like to step on the field for Chiefs Kingdom and can share stories you've never heard before with a perspective you can't find anywhere else on a weekly basis. One on One is proudly presented by Cookie Society. Don't forget to hit that follow button so you don't miss anything from the highest-ranked Chiefs podcast network of 2022. And now, the latest episode of One on One with Jeff Allen and Mike DeVito.
Welcome back, Chiefs Kingdom, to One on One, a KC Sports Network podcast. I am your co-host, Mike DeVito, here as always with 9-year NFL veteran and Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl champion Jeff Allen. And we are here to bring you all things Chiefs football from a player's perspective. Man, we are heading to the Super Bowl, Big Jeff. Do we have to say anything else?
We're back.
To the Super Bowl. What is this, 3 Super Bowls in 4 years?
3 and 4 years, man. This was supposed to be a rebuild year, according to the outside media.
Yeah. I feel like we rebuild pretty well. We rebuild quick in Kansas City.
I mean, as long as you got that guy, Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, paired together.
That's it.
You got it. What Joe Burrow say? Hey, my window's always open. You can say that about the Chiefs right now,
That's
man.
Right.
Their window's always open with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. This team is phenomenal, man. I'm excited to see this matchup against the Eagles.
Ooh, what a fun matchup, too. We got 2 episodes. We'll do this episode this week, and then next week we'll do our real Super Bowl edition one-on-one. But, man, let's go back and just talk about the AFC Championship game, because that was really a fun game to watch.
Yeah.
I think it's one of the best games I've seen in a long time. And it was perfect, right on the big stage. I mean, it was just incredible. And so give me your thought. I mean, there's so many things to say. I think the first thing, we should give a shout-out to Arrowhead. It was loud as hell, brother.
Geehaw Stadium.
Man, it was loud out there. And you could see the effect that had on Burrow, all the sacks, the penalties, everything that was going on. Allowed Kansas City to really start fast. So shout-out Arrowhead, Chiefs Kingdom. You guys are always bringing it. I couldn't be more happy for this town, this organization, this fan base. I mean, this is truly just a fan base that deserves this. And I'm so glad we just do it year in and year out. So, yeah. Big Jeff, I'm just rambling, man. Talk to me, brother.
They deserve it for sure, man. Prior to, that first Super Bowl appearance, it was a drought, man. 50 years. 50 years. And I think we should all take the time to appreciate the era that we're in right now and how hard it is to do this, especially with the way that the league is set up. I mean, the league it's an 8-8 league, or what, 17 games now, but it isn't set up for you to consistently win. The worst teams get the best draft picks, which also usually have the most cap space so they can sign great free agents.
Right.
It's to create parity to make it even across the league. And with it being so much turnover, even in Kansas City, I mean, this roster is totally different than it was from even that first Super Bowl.
Right.
To year in and year out compete and show up, and they call it the Arrowhead Invitational now, the AFC Championship. Every single year, we're hosting the goddamn AFC Championship in Kansas City. And to be in the Super Bowl 3 years out of the last 4, it speaks volumes to not only the players, but the organization from top to bottom. I don't think Brett Veach gets enough credit. I see he gets a lot of crap on Twitter, but this man is amazing, man. Obviously, he drafted Patrick Mahomes. He was a big part in that. I know it was Dorsey at the helm, but he stood on the hill for that guy. And he got us Patrick Mahomes and all the young guys. They showed up in the AFC Championship. All those rookies, seven-round picks. Right. You got two rookie corners that made huge plays. You got, I call him Pistachio, running back.
Yeah, Pistachio.
He did his thing. He made some plays. The run game wasn't as effective as I would like, but he still showed up. And then you got Patrick Mahomes, man. I mean, I don't think people understand how hard it is to play on a high ankle sprain, let alone be effective and have a dominant performance. He just made play in and play out, and it gave the entire stadium, the entire town, the entire team that energy we needed to win that game.
Jeff, I didn't say it last week, but I thought – there could be a chance that they're BSing and he's not going to play. Like, yeah. It's a high ankle sprain. Somebody like him, that is incredibly difficult to get done. I think we got to give a shout out to Rick Buchholter, the training staff over there.
Julie, you know, it's Julie. Patrick gave her a huge sellout. Shout out, Julie.
Yeah. Okay. So
she wasn't around when you were there, but I had the opportunity to be around her. She was younger in her career then, but the entire staff, man, everybody, Glove,
everybody. He's still there. Glove could have had a head job a million times over. A good thing.
I mean, so it's an awesome staff from top to bottom. They do a good job, and you can't discount what they do.
Yeah, yeah. What is so? It's Julie Frymer. What is her? Is she like an ART?
Yeah, yeah. She's a man. You got my man Kraft over there. He's awesome. They all collectively, they do a great job collectively. Everyone has a specialty, and Julie is the person to go to when you're dealing with something like that.
That's incredible, man. And like we talked about this last week, but I think again that we just have to circle back and touch on again, harp on the fact that it just seems like Andy Reid has all these contingency plans. He's got all this stuff in place to make sure the team is ready to adjust or compensate or do whatever it needs to do when situations happen. Right. And so you have your key starters hurt, Kelsey, Pat Mahomes. Well, we got the best training staff in the world and we're going to make sure they're out there ready to go. You got your rookie corners go down or your veteran corners go down. We got the rookies and they'll be ready to go. It just seems like what normally would become a sort of, a kink in the armor for most teams is, you know, you expect that to be a problem for Kansas City and it just never is. It's like they're so well coached and not just well coached, but the way the entire operation is structured, it's impenetrable. It's just like, it's a tank that's 100 miles an hour and there's no stopping it. There's no way to stop it. And just when you think, oh, they have a weakness here, or Mahomes is hurt, or Kels is hurt, or they got rookies here, they got, you know, this going on there, nothing. Yeah. Just consistency across the board, all three phases. Again, I mean, I don't know if I've ever seen anything like it. It's just, and then you couple that with these all-star talents.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just that it's not, you know, as hard as it is, as you mentioned, to make it to five straight AFC Championship games, it's not surprising with Andy Reid and Pat Mahomes. It's just not surprising.
You know, it's the culture, man. And when you, like you talked about the all-stars, when you have the best guys on the team buying in, I mean, you landing on the line, doing everything they can do to give the team the best chance to win, it trickles down. I mean, everybody has that same mindset. Everybody wants to win as bad as the next guy. And that competitive nature permeates throughout the locker room. And you can see it in the way that they went out. And they took that shit personally this week.
Right.
I was kind of pissed off too. My barber is a Bengals fan. And he texted me, Burrowhead. He's talking all this mess. And I'm just like, God, cut it out. But they did a good job of collectively, for the most part, keeping everything in the house, not talking crap in the media and let their play do the talking. But, boy, did they let him have it after that game.
I don't understand that. I didn't get why – Cincinnati thought that was a good idea.
Wasn't a good idea, though.
Why would you make that? Like, everybody's going to be motivated for this game. Why add extra? Why try to make poke the bear even more? I mean, this is one of those games that you go in humble, quiet. Like, don't give them any reason to work any harder than they might naturally, or be any more focused or any more pissed off. I just, that seemed like such a strategic mishap. That was just a poor decision.
I mean, act like you've been there before. I mean,
right.
Obviously, they got us last year in the AFC Championship and had a Super Bowl appearance. But I mean, they're just getting used to this. I think it was just, I attribute it to them being young and them not understanding that it's hard to get up to where they are. I know they're a good team and they got back to the AFC Championship, but it's hard to remain consistent. And the way that you continue that consistency is focusing on yourself and remaining humble.
Right.
And I hope they hear this and take that and continue to build on it, but stay humble. Otherwise, this league will humble you.
Right. Right. And again, going back to Andy Reid, I think Justin Reid had said some stuff way back at the beginning of the season, said talking shit a little bit. Andy Reid nipped that in the bud right away, and then you didn't hear it for the rest of the year. And it's just like, that, these are the reasons why. There's no reason to add bulletin board material, especially in the AFC Championship game. So
it's too hard to win in this league, man. The last four matchups against the Bengals has been a combined win total of 12 points. I mean, it's a three-point swing each way. The Bengals got us three times in a row by three, and we just beat them by three. Right. Everything matters, man, even the off-the-field stuff. So as long as you stay locked in and focused, you're going to be ready to make that play when it comes to you. You're going to give your team the best chance to win. If you're focusing on things that don't even matter about the game, that's a disadvantage.
No, you're 100% correct. Definitely not in their best interest, Cincinnati, to do that, and they paid for it. I want to talk about – I also want to highlight this before we move on, because I know KCSN, we've analyzed this game through and through. But I do want to say, I think – tell me if I'm wrong, Jeff, but I think the most difficult game to lose in the NFL is the AFC Championship game. Now, I know people will – or the NFC Championship. I know people will say the Super Bowl. But at least with the Super Bowl, you have a ring. You have a trophy from winning your respective championship. You played in – you made it to the Super Bowl. You played in a Super – so you're right there and you miss it. But you still have a lot that comes with making to the Super Bowl. I lost two AFC Championship games back-to-back. And it's a terrible feeling. And so I bring that up to say, hats off to Kansas City to not only, to continuously be productive every year to be back in this situation. Because mentally, we've seen teams either lose a Super Bowl, lose the AFC Championship, have a good year, and then they don't win the whole thing, and they just can't bounce back. Yeah. From having that difficult loss, this team, boom, right back to business. And it's like, no, that was last year and we're moving on. And I remember that was difficult. That second year in New York, I would think one thing that really we had to deal with moving forward, and we weren't able to get back to that even to the playoffs, was because that was such a hard loss, especially the second time. That hangover, man, it was killer.
I've never lost the Super Bowl, but I did lose the AFC Championship game. And that was extremely hard. In the fashion in which we lost it to. I don't want to bring it back up, the details of it, but that was an extremely tough pill to swallow. We were right there. I think we'd have won a Super Bowl that year too, even though it was Pat's first year as a starter. I think we'd have won in there and got us a ring.
It was the Rams, right?
The Rams. We would have got one last year too. I don't want to bring that up either. But it was just extremely difficult to lose in that fashion against a really good football team. But from self-inflicted wounds the entire game. Didn't play a great half of football as an offense. The first half came out ready to go in the second half and eventually got ourselves back in the game, but we end up losing it. But everything happens for a reason, man. That loss created a monster, especially for the team, but especially for Patrick. He took that shit personal in the offseason, got a lot better. He continues to get better year in and year out, believe it or not.
Isn't that scary?
And the very next year, the Super Bowl came. So,
boom.
Lessons are learned in tough times and losses. They're wasted when you dwell on them and you miss the playoffs or you get worse. That's when you don't capitalize on it. But this entire organization has always learned from their losses. We talked about it throughout the season, even the Colts loss.
Right.
We said we're going to learn more now about this team than we would from a win. So, take that for what it's worth. When we say those things next year when we're talking during games when we lose a game, because odds are we won't go undefeated. Understand that that's a part of the process.
Right, right. And this team has learned to handle it and like not let it be, not let one bad game beat you twice. I mean, that's something we always talked about. One bad play, you have to have short-term memory in the NFL, and this team has mastered it. Yeah. Not only, you know, every Sunday with the way they bounce back. I mean, we saw this a few years ago when they had that, when they were able to bounce back from, you know, being 24 points down, 20. I mean, they have that ability, but also being about be able to bounce back from, you know, a loss last year in the AFC Championship game to the same team to be able to come back. And now we're in the Super Bowl beating that team. I mean, it just the resiliency, again, it just goes back to Andy Reid, his philosophy, the culture that he's built, the team that he's put together. You know, this is just an indestructible force. So, lots to talk about with Arrow, with Kansas City, and excited. I think we should shelf the Super Bowl talk, and we'll get into that heavy next week. So, were any other last thoughts before we move on to some sort of?
Nah, man. I'm just hoping for good health heading into this matchup. We won't talk about the matchup itself, but I know we had a few receivers go down. I know Snead went down. So hoping that those guys are able to get healthy enough to play in the Super Bowl. And one, it's a really big game. I don't want those guys to miss that moment individually
right.
and as a team, but we need them to win that game. So hoping they get back and we're full force, and it gives us the best opportunity to win another ring.
What happens during this? I guess I don't know. I've never been there. What happens during this week? Is this a practice week or is this like another bye week?
It's practice. They're going to be practicing. Oh, they're ready. Very light, nothing crazy. And then they're going to head out to Arizona. Practice up there as well. A lot of the time right now is really being spent on getting everything together, affairs with family, making sure that everyone's set up, you know, hotels, tickets, transportation. So there's a lot of conversations being had. There's a lot of assistance, you know.
Right. Alan Wright just posted the head equipment manager just posted some pictures on Twitter of them packing everything up to go to Arizona. And it was just man, I would amputate a limb to be there with those guys, right? Like to be a part of that. Like that must be so incredible, the feeling to be going to a Super Bowl, get out there a week early and just be focused on that game that's coming. That's a lot of fun. So we'll get into that a lot next week. Let's go ahead and take a break, and then we'll get into a couple issues going on off field or outside of Kansas City. And so we'll see you when we get back.
You're listening to the fastest growing sports media network in Kansas City, KC Sports Network. We'll be back right after this. Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Entertain, educate, inform. KC Sports Network.
All right, Big Jeff. So in other non-Kansas City Chiefs news, the biggest news today, Tom Brady retires. Oh, I guess when this comes out, it'll be yesterday. Tom Brady retires for good now. And as much as I can't stand Tom Brady, I think he is the greatest sports athlete of all time. I think he's better than Jordan. I think he's better than Tiger Woods. I mean, if you know, if what he's done, I think, is more impressive than what Jordan's done. I think it's more impressive than Tiger Woods has done. I think it's more impressive than what Wayne Gretzky has done. 7 Super Bowls, 23 years in the NFL. I mean, I think Pat Mahomes has a chance to get there if he can stay healthy and sort of his longevity. Yeah. He has that sort of talent and ability. But, you know, outside of that, I mean, do you see anybody even catching him? I don't think anybody's – I think he's the greatest athlete of all time, and I don't see anybody coming close to catching him outside of Mahomes.
No one's going to catch him in regards to championships in the NFL, in my opinion.
Right.
It is by far the hardest championship to win in professional sports. I mean, there's so many things that have to go your way. You know, not only great production as a team collectively, but good health. Right place, right time. There's a little bit of skill, a little bit of luck and opportunity that comes in play when winning a Super Bowl, more so than any other sport. I mean, Tiger, individual, basketball, you can have one or two guys and really get it done. I mean, hockey, I don't know much about hockey, so I won't speak on it. But I know football is really tough to win a championship. So Tom has it in regard. I think Pat can ultimately be the best football player ever. When it comes down to talking about the greatest ever to touch a football, I think Patrick has an opportunity. Right now it is Brady. You can't debate that. I mean, the guy's done it all. He's won with 2 separate organizations. He has every QB record, every win record. So it's definitely Brady. I know he's not getting the same love as he got last year because he retired. People are like, well, he might come back. But I think this is it for him for good. So congratulations to Tom Brady. I'm wishing him the best post-football. And I'm glad that I was able to share a feel with him and see it live in action.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you, Big Jeff. I think, you know, just what he's accomplished is absolutely amazing. I had the misfortune of having to play against him twice a year for 6 years in a row and then actually losing to him my last game in the NFL, January 16th, 2016, in Gillette in the divisional round when we were there when I was in Kansas City. So, you know, he's been a nightmare for me, but just an incredible career and totally excited for to see what he does next. I'm wondering if it's like a Romo thing where he's going to be sort of on TV or what's going on. But yeah, no, hats off to Tom Brady because just absolutely amazing what he's accomplished. All right, Big Jeff, I think that's enough for this week.
Enough. That's a quick one, man. We're gonna save it all.
Let's save it all for next week.
For next week, man. The last game of the year.
Last game of the year. Last one-on-one episode. So we'll make sure we're going to have some guests. We're going to have fun. All right, brother?
Let's do it, man.
All right. Chiefs Kingdom, thank you for tuning in. We will see you next week here on One-on-One.
Thanks for listening to KC Sports Network. Don't forget to hit that follow button and leave us a review if you like what you heard and think others would as well. You can find all 6 of our channels at KCSN, covering the Chiefs, the Royals, Sporting KC, and the KC Current, plus KU, K-State, or Mizzou, by searching KCSN wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also on YouTube. Entertain, educate, inform. KC Sports Network.